What's up, K-State Nation? Eddie Greer back for another episode of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, with K-State University here on this late Thursday afternoon, August 27, 2026. Your favorite time to listen to this podcast again. Thank you so much for taking time out of your evening to do so. Yes, this is going up, so this is sort of a live edition of this podcast. Yes. But anyways, yeah, my weekend is officially started. Yeah, I know it's Thursday night, but some of y'all are probably doing the same thing as I am, getting the weekend started. Yes, kind of a day early with going on. I mean, hey, I'm just going off the work schedule and all that. So says that. But again, Purple Watcher Podcast. This, we are about to get into this thing. Fall sports, obviously tomorrow. And I'm gonna get into this now. I'm gonna set y'all up on deck for this weekend. So there's that. And I wanna shout out real quick. Blake Adams. I have not gotten around to that. Blake Adams, who made his, Blake Adams, who was a former K-State pitcher when I started this podcast, he made his date. I'm going to start there real quick. So he got the call, and remember, if you've been following along this podcast, did an episode on Kalen Culpepper just a couple weeks ago. In his amazing debut weekend for Minnesota, I don't have the standings pulled out at the moment. So I do remember. Yeah, Minnesota was right there in the thick of the AL Central battle. So I don't know where they are now in that, but we'll check back in with our buddy Kayla Culpepper a little late, maybe next week if I can remember. But hey, we got a lot of stuff going on right now. Obviously, this is. First off, K-State podcast, all things K-State sports, whether that is baseball, football, next weekend, volleyball starts tomorrow night, soccer resumes this weekend, we're getting all that here in a minute, basketball later, the team comes together, the whole entire team of K-State Women's Basketball came together for the very first time, over the weekend or earlier this week. I know there's been social. I've been paying attention to social media more closely. So there's that. Men's women's golf starting back up in a little bit. Cross country, track and field, baseball, women's rowing, women's tennis. Again, all things K-State sports. Make sure you keep it locked to this podcast. Or if it's your very first time, if you've not subscribed to this podcast, you might want to hop on board. It's going to be a busy weekend for this podcast. Unless Eddie can keep up here, which he should. He should. This is a daily podcast. So there's that as well. That was weird. That was a weird taste. But anyways, I feel like I got. Was that Captain Crunch? I don't know. Anyways, Blake Adams made his major league debut with the Rockies earlier this week. And Pete Hughes, we get him in a little quote here saying, quote, we couldn't be more prouder of a K-State family member. Blake is a great example of resiliency and a great example of how this game always comes back to good people who work like crazy, end quote, there as well. Blake Adams, warning number 57 for the Colorado Rockies there. Great for Blake, but on the other side, I feel bad for him because he's with an organization that has been in the bottom totem pole, but we're not talking about the Colorado Rockies here. We're talking about the kid, Blake Adams, who, again, when I started the beginning of this podcast several years ago, he was one of the pitchers one of the starting pitchers for K-State. Right? So there's that. So I want to acknowledge that here on the show. I didn't want to back out of that. I want to acknowledge that on the show. So there's that. So very, very, happy for Blake there to finally get his opportunity there as well. All right, so usually the On Deck show, which was K-State, which is the, what I call it, the just a bland normal K-State Athletics weekend preview. We're going to upgrade this a little bit. It's not too fancy, but hey, we're updating the name a little bit. On Deck Weekend. on Denver K-State this weekend. And again, tomorrow night, Texas A&M, Corpus Christi opens up the K-State Women's Volleyball schedule in 2026. Part of the K-State Invitational, and K-State Women's Volleyball will have two games on tap. So again, in this podcast, known for its postcast. More importantly, yes, postcast and reaction after every K-State athletic event. One more time, K-State Nation, after every postcast, reaction. Of course, that relates to football starting next weekend. Since it's a night game, usually I know I did this last year because when it was a night game, got up the next morning, it spoke my mind. So we're going to do that. If I have any free time on, if a game is like 11 a.m., say, again, Washington State, week two, Tulane, week three, if I have an opening somewhere in there, on that, after that game, like I did Iowa State a year ago, boy, woo! I gotta see if I can dig that. I probably can't, but with the feed, but man, I call it record so many episodes. I don't know how far this back thing goes back, at least for Spotify anyway. So maybe I have to, I don't know, maybe I have to explore a little bit. I don't know, but I know we went on, and I know we went on, I went on 5 minutes later. Or so, no, was it? No, I didn't. I went on a half hour later and spoke my mind about that loss, Iowa State. So there's a chance that those games, now no, again, Nichols next week to kick off the Colin Klein era, K-State for football. That's a primetime game. So probably not unless I somehow, you know, have the energy to do it. I always have energy to do the podcast, but it'll be a little later, and I obviously gotta go to what the work schedule, what the work schedule I have. I gotta go to work and all this other stuff. So yeah, there's that. But anyways, so reaction. Yeah, again, if I have that time available to me, I'm gonna hop on, where it's 10 minutes. Half hour, an hour ago, or even the next morning, to speak my mind, react to what happened with K-State football. So that's that there. The usual postcast, usual for volleyball tomorrow night. Now, again, usually, again, I wait till the next morning to record that. So I got to be on my toes. I got to be on top of my game for y'all on that. So, I'm looking forward to this team, right? Volleyball team. We've talked about this at numerous points throughout the summer. Young team, and this team coming off a sweep against Oklahoma. SEC opponent now, obviously. Used to be Big 12, now SEC opponent, Oklahoma, last weekend. Now we get to see, all right, who the big dog's going to be. And I'm not going to say the big three yet. All right, we're way too early for that. So maybe there's a big three coming in soccer? We'll see about that. But anyways, we'll get to soccer in a minute. But yeah, so there's that tomorrow night. And yeah, tomorrow night, yeah, I'm gonna be having running the streets of North Kent, well, Rock Island Bridge / West Bottoms KC, wherever this thing is at. So I'm pumped up, and that's why one of the reasons I did not run tonight. I usually run on Thursday nights, but I'm saying, yeah, I better save some of this energy. I'm very curious what, now, again, this is just for fun. Now, again, y'all like, what's Eddie talking about now? Eddie's talking about 816 relays for tomorrow night. I'm going to be doing that while K-State wins volleyball. We'll take down Texas A&M Corpus Christi in Morgan Family Arena tomorrow night. So there's that. So I'm kind of curious to see. Lately, I'm putting down miles. Now, again, I've been bringing it back to speed a little bit. So I have some parts of the remaining schedule figured out tomorrow. I'm waiting to see what comes out. so we'll see about that. But that's another conversation for the EG3 podcast. This is the Purple Project podcast. All things K-State sports. Oh yeah. Eddie, what are you doing with the time? 6:30. Morgan Family Arena kicks it off there, and then it's an off day for, I don't know why they put this on here. This doesn't have nothing to do with K-State. It throws me off a little bit. All right, so we fast forward to Sunday, right? Sunday, Junior Wildcat Day for Kasem Woods Volleyball. Campbell concludes the Kasem Invitational for Kasem Woods Volleyball and head coach Jason Mansfield. That is a 12:30 for a set start. I'll be at work there. So, and by the way, I'm probably going to jump in after work and hop on and do one of these posts. And more, I'm going in order. I'm going to stick with what's got us here. We're going to stick with the order of the time. So, more than likely, there will be a postcast on Sunday night on the Campbell match. So there's that for you. And then, of course, the soccer game will follow the next day on this podcast. And, oh, yeah, by the way, women's soccer, am I going to come up with the next big three for the women's soccer team? I haven't quite figured that out yet. But this team right now, starting off to a four. Hold on a minute. Let me see. When we get the records right here. A little bit. Let me double check here. Yeah, A's got to go right back. Oh, okay, that's what I thought. I didn't want to jump the gun on Colin Corbin, head coach of the women's soccer team, and give them a head win there. But yes, K, this women's soccer team off to a stellar start, 4-0, and we're gonna get into this right now a little bit here on the show. Yes, sir. This women's soccer team has been on their home opening stand, and it will conclude it Sunday night on ESPN Plus, 6:30, against old rival foe Nebraska up north. That team up north, Nebraska Lady Cornhuskers there, and Nebraska record coming into Music Family Park. Oof. 1-1-2. Already two ties for the Lady Cornhuskers early on in 2026. So, and the biggest story coming out of here, that just jumps off the page to me is Nebraska has beaten us twice, right? So that's again with Missouri State last weekend before K-State put that L in that record column there. So let's see if K-State can repeat that against old rival foe Nebraska on Sunday night out there at Buser Family Park out there as well. So yeah, man. Again, this is part of the Wildcat 4-pack. More information on that, you can check out K-State Sports on that. But what jumps out to me from this team? Well, it's Riley Wintow, Allison Marshall wrecking havoc, causing problems, or your youngsters, Gabby Demirs, Laylee Myers. This offense, ever since that draw in the preseason, they have woken up like gangbusters. And it's it's been huge, especially if you get early goals, that what settled a team down. Now again, we saw Hawaii a couple weeks ago jump on K-State, and K-State came right back a few minutes later and put their stamp on Hawaii in that game. So they become known now a little bit as a quick strike team. Can they keep that going on Sunday night? That's going to probably be the key of the game right there. Because K-State, even for the exception of the Hawaii game, they have come out of the box super fast. That's what I need to do tomorrow. Maybe not super fast, but fast enough. Right? Well, again, I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. That's what I'm just going to finish up a podcast. Listen to the podcast, one of my favorite podcasts. And Al Shaair, who I'm just finishing up this episode, just said that he kind of brings it to light. We don't even... I mean, yeah, it's just natural for us. I mean, I come on this podcast and say, "Hey, there's games tomorrow." No, that we don't know that for a fact. So it's second nature, obviously. But you know, take a step back. You know, it's like, oh man, you know, what's gonna happen? What sequence? And kind of stealing what he talked about with the Houston Texas defense. What sequence is going to be the key of the game that could keep K-State undefeated or hand them the first loss of the season? Now, I'm not saying that. I know I kind of said it in the recent post, guy says, like, I'm not trying to say anything about that, but yeah, so they've really, Colin Corbett has really lit a fire. And the coaching staff, it's not just Coach Corbett, it's the rest of that coaching staff, lit it a fire in that offense. And look, I said it. You got elite, speaking of elite defenses, Houston Texans, K-State, you got a stellar defense. All you need to do, put a goal up in there, let your defense, let your back line work, let Maddie Sibley do her thing back there. That's the wrap. So Nebraska coming in here, 1-1-2, they got it all covered on their record. So we'll love to see K-State continue to do what they're doing. I think the key of the game, jump on Nebraska, keep doing what you're doing. I'm not telling you to do anything different. Keep doing what you're doing, and hey, you got opportunity for a W at and to finish off the homestand undefeated at home and keep your main record undefeated there as well. So that is Sunday night there as well. And of course, looking forward ahead to next weekend. Oh yeah, so I'm gonna finish up. Probably not gonna be today. It'll be definitely tomorrow for sure. Finish I'm forcing the issue, taking my necessary days off. We'll finish up the player positional previews, have that all recorded, and then those will start. Boom, 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 coming out. Because next Saturday night, it is K-State football night. Yes, sir, the opener to K-State football 2026. Colin Klein and company taking on Nicholls at Bill Steiner Family Stadium. We're going to have a lot more coverage of that, obviously, next weekend. Obviously, I'll do what I did last year. I'll record a preview and all that, and then I'll do a reaction as well. I will see if I can get. Well, I know he'll respond. I need to set something up. We'll see if I can set something up with Alex this upcoming week. We'll have to wait till next week. So he'll be on as every other week contributor for the rest of the fall. Yeah, we'll get his thoughts as well on the hire, obviously. And yes, we were both in school while Colin Klein was a player. As QB anyway. So yeah, man, at Casey, it's crazy. Years later, man, it's just gonna hit. This day is gonna hit different there as well. And I haven't checked that article on CBS Sports yet. I know I got the notification about it. Haven't checked it out yet. I'll give that a read later on tonight at some point. So there's that as well. So that's the On Deck show. Taking a peek at the weekend. We'll do the same. It's going to be a different day. On Deck this weekend for K-State out there in the MHK. So you got that. Women's volleyball, women's soccer will be the story this weekend. And then, of course, K-State football will take over as the main story starting next weekend. The Pro Watcher Podcast, all this K-State sports you can get, where our podcast found free available daily, which is court. K-State content. I do Spotify. You know what it is. I usually... and getting ready for running at this point, because since Eddie's been locked in the last couple of days, getting stuff done early at work, figure, you know, why not come on here, record episode and whatnot for tonight, and then really finish up things tomorrow there as well. It's going to be a big day across the board on tomorrow. Looking forward to that as well, and looking forward to y'all continuing to listen to this podcast. If you're not subscribed to this podcast, please do that. Please also leave us a rating that'll help us out, not just me, myself, and Alex Hayden, but other K-State fans find out more about this podcast. There's going to be a lot of content, obviously, across all of K-State podcasts, whether that's Exit 313. Exit 313 got a big show going on. I think it's up here in Olathe. I gotta go look that up. So Exit 313's got something cooking up there. Your usual three mall had a big party last year. They might have some. I don't know if they'll have something or not. For our friends there, Boswell's Boys will have something cooking. Usual KSO, the K-State Online show. Many, I know I might leave that one or two out there. That's just the main ones. And then throw this one in there as well. So very thankful for you guys, obviously. Yeah, baby, we're cranked up. We're fired up. We're ready to go for this podcast. But yeah, make sure your Scottish podcast, all things K-State Athletics. Alex Saint out there in Southern California, Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri. Appreciate it, K-State. This has been another edition of the Pro Project Podcast, all things Kansas State Sports with Cats.